It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, Scott, it's past May 1st.
Yeah, it is. May 1st came and went, and the question being asked this past week is, did Dish deliver a lot of HD channels? And I guess it depends how you look at things. For the month, they put up over 100 HD channels, but for most people, they've only got 3 HD channels. So if you're one of those people who only got 3, it wasn't a lot for you. But if you're one of the people who got 3 and also got your locals in HD, it was a good month for you. So it depends how you look at things. The big news was, you know, the USA and the Sci-Fi, which really quieted down the board a great deal.
Yeah, Scott, I have to agree with you. You know, if it seems like the local and local concentration that they've been launching has been primarily on the East Coast, which is they're utilizing those spot beam capabilities on the 61.5 bird. But for those who live in other areas, like I live in Chicago, they've seen only 3 HD channels launch. And when DirecTV keeps launching all these high def national channels, they're kind of wondering what's Dish doing, you know?
Well, I understand, and, you know, we're going to go rumor time a little bit here, that this past Friday they were supposed to launch 3 more additional HD channels. That would have been May 2nd. But one of the channels was having some kind of technical problem sending bad video output to the encoders, which meant they couldn't send it out with the way it was looking, and that was Disney Channel HD. They were actually supposed to launch Disney Channel HD, Toon Disney HD, and the other one there was Toon Disney HD. Those were supposed to launch in the last week, so hopefully we'll see them pretty soon. If I was a betting guy, I would say that if you're looking for more national HD, you're going to see some by Team Summit. And Team Summit is next week, starts on the 14th and from Nashville. And I would guess that you would see some more HD content before then, because that's Dish Network's big dog and pony show. You know, they were falling behind DirecTV with all their announcements. And Charlie needs to show the dealers that he's really serious about HD, so I have a feeling we'll be seeing a couple more launches before then.
Not only that, price increases have happened. What was it, in February they went up? And Dish really hasn't added too much value-added content to make the customers feel that those price increases were warranted.
Right. Also, getting back to Rumor Central for a second, over the weekend they started testing out Bravo HD, which is kind of funny because Universal HD used to be Bravo HD, and now it's coming back as Bravo HD again. So that could be a fourth HD channel coming soon.
Not only that, we got Fox News Channel HD, which supposedly launched this week, and I would keep an eye out for other stuff, although I wouldn't expect to see it on Dish Network because of the fact that they are kind of having a lawsuit with Fox News Channel right now. But I'd look for that over on DirecTV once when DirecTV 11 gets up and running here in the next few weeks.
Actually, September 15th is the supposed turn-on date for DirecTV 11. Because it's a Ka-band satellite, they're going to be doing a lot of different testing on it before the bird actually goes live for customer use. And they're going to be doing a lot of weird stuff that they normally don't do when they test a bird, because they want to test out Ka to see what their real limits of it are. So that's why it's going to take to September for that.
And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Scott, because that's a 4-month test time, well, actually 6 from the launch date. But, you know, I'm glad that they're doing this, because if they could squeeze some more bandwidth out of KA and potentially get us more high-definition channels at the quality that we're all used to and what we see now, I would be all for it, waiting for another 4 months for those high-definition channels.
Now, another thing to expect from DirecTV 11 when it's turned on is, don't really expect a big wave of HD channels like we got last time. Sure, there'll be a couple dozen of them, but there won't be, you know, 50 of them turned on within a couple weeks. And the reason for that is DirecTV 11 is a spot beam satellite as well. And most of the HD being offered from DirecTV 11 will be local and local HD content. So they'll be expanding their HD, but not as much nationally as a lot of people would expect.
Right, and that's good news because right now Dish is killing DirecTV on the local HD front because the fact that they have lit all these cities here in the past couple of months. And that's going to be good news for those customers that are waiting on their locals over at DirecTV.
Yep, and you know, DirecTV and Dish Network will be delivering, you know, this fall will be nice for the customers. Speaking of DirecTV, I wanted to mention that DirecTV, who I consider the you know, the gold crowned winner of sports content, has announced on Friday that they'll be doing the French Open Interactive. They just recently did the golf tournament there, the Masters, and they're going to do it again. They're going to be offering choice to customers for free preview of the Tennis Channel, so it doesn't matter if you have Tennis Channel in your package or not, and 100 hours of singles and doubles competition, and that's from May 25th to June 7th. The first 8 days of the tournament will be an interactive mixed channel, and there'll be additional interactive content there. So it's going to be pretty neat for DirecTV customers because they're going to get a real insight to the French Open.
And that's good news. And DirecTV, when they usually do stuff like this, they do it with superb quality. If past tells to what the future is going to hold between the golf tournament and NASCAR Hot Pass, it's really going to be something that you can look forward to. And, you know, speaking of NASCAR Hot Pass, I was watching on the good old Dale Earnhardt Jr. channel last night, and I couldn't help it but to felt that he got robbed.
No, I fell asleep before it ended. But yeah, the DirecTV, back to the French Open thing, you know, they don't just take a feed and just put it up there with no sound, no audio. They put commentators in there. It's really done nice. They got nice graphics. They show replays. They do all kinds of stuff. It's like they have their own production center, because they do have their own production center for each one of these different interactive channels that they have in the game mix.
So we're going to go ahead and change gears real quick.
All right. Let's see. What's up next?
You know, this happened on DirecTV a couple months ago, and now it's finally happening in Dish Network customers. If you're ordering pay-per-view, well, you only have a 24-hour time limit as of right now.
Right. And this is the dreaded DRM. DirecTV started it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where you can record a pay-per-view to your DVR, but you can only watch it for 24 hours. And on May 6th, Dish Network will also be following suit. So that way, if you record a pay-per-view program and it's on your DVR, after 24 hours, you will not be able to watch it. The weird thing about it is after that 24-hour period, you'll still be able to see the show on your drive. But when you go to access it, it's just going to tell you to delete it. It doesn't automatically delete itself.
Yeah, I think that's going to cause a little bit of customer confusion, Scott, because somebody who's not technologically advanced as us is going to be like, why can't I watch my movie? Wondering why in the heck this is happening. You know, I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm going to be not ordering any more pay-per-views, and I'm going to be sticking to Netflix.
Yeah, well, ultimately, that's the way the MPAA wants you to go, and that's who I'm hearing is the big driver behind this. It's not Dish wanting to do this. It's not DirecTV wanting to do this. It's the motion picture companies themselves that want this. And, you know, ultimately, you know, we talk about HD quality. I personally think that the motion picture companies are causing both companies to, you know, compress more than they have to some of these HD channels that we get in HD movies. So that way they don't look as good as a Blu-ray. So that way you go out and buy them. And even if you go through Netflix just announced that they're going to be charging extra for renting HD movies. So if you follow the money trail, they want you to buy the HD movies. If you want the best quality, you need to buy it. You can't rent it at home for the convenience of it. You need to go out and buy it. That's the way it looks like things are going to be going down the road here.
I just wish these companies would get through their heads to stop nickeling and diming people for high-definition content, especially here in a couple of years when high-definition becomes the standard. And, you know, people are not going to want to pay that premium price anymore.
That's why they're trying to set these limits now, so people get used to buying these things and paying the extra for the, you know, the Blu-ray disc, to rent the Blu-ray disc, to buy the Blu-ray disc. It's going to cost you more there because you're getting the better quality than you can get off satellite, better quality than you can get off cable television. And again, if you want the ultimate best quality, you're going to need to get the Blu-ray disc and, you know, once again, follow the money trail.
Now, Scott, have you heard anything about pay-per-view events such as boxing or World Wrestling Entertainment, if those are going to have any DRM restrictions too?
They ultimately could. What you need to do on the Dish Network thing is when you go to the information window for the event that you're watching or movie you're watching, it will say limited recording availability on the bottom of it. And some of the stuff, even some of the movies, may not have the DRM implemented on it. It's only the ones that are requested by the motion picture companies. So if WWE don't mind you recording it on your DVR and watching it back later, it's not going to say limited recording on it. By the same token, if you do record it to your DVR, you can always shoot it out your analog outputs to your old-fashioned VCR or to a DVD burner and keep the content that way. And you can, you know, basically tell them to stick it because you can still watch what you paid for.
Ultimately, I think we need to fight back somehow, some way against this. I have this funny feeling that it's only starting with pay-per-view now, and here in the next couple of years, I think we're going to see it implemented in other places that customers really aren't going to like.
Yeah, I'm expecting the pay channels, HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, Stars, to go that route sometime in the future. And, you know, some of these specials broadcast, that's some of the things they have, like, let's say, I don't see it this year, but somewhere down the road, the Olympics. If you want it to buy it, you're going to have to push a button on your remote and they'll send you a Blu-ray version of what you just saw for the ultimate quality so you can keep it as a keepsake instead of being able to offload it to a hard drive for later use.
So, Scott, you know, we learned a lot about AMC 14 this week. It's no longer crashing into the ocean, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's... This is the satellite that wouldn't die. I mean, it's gone through so much, and, you know, Dish a couple weeks ago filed with the FCC to basically crash it into the ocean, and this week they told the FCC they changed their mind.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things that make you go,
Yeah, and, you know, the moon thrust keeps getting mentioned. You know, and the insurance company keeps getting mentioned, so if the insurance company's paying off on it, you know, they have a fire sale on the satellite, and they sell it off to the highest bidder. And what if that bidder happened to be Boeing, and it did this little lunar shift, whatever they call it, and put the satellite in proper orbit, and then rented it back to Dish Network again? It makes you go,
You know, I really ultimately think that Dish Network's going to be able to use the satellite. It's going to be a little bit longer than what we expect. I'm thinking maybe sometime around the time that DirecTV 11 gets turned on, we might have an answer to what is going on with AMC 14, and finally she's either going to sink or she's going to float.
Yeah, the satellite, as far as I'm hearing from the engineers, the satellite itself is working perfectly. They've been able to, you know, test some things on it, and it's working beautifully. So if they can get it in the proper orbit, that will give Dish Network a good 5 years or so on the satellite while another one's being built.
And that's great news for Dish Network customers because they can reap the benefits now while they're waiting for the other bird to be built. And not only that, why waste a perfectly good working satellite?
Correct. So this story is going to get more and more interesting. Stay tuned. Hey, Bob, I hear the music right now, but before we go, I want to mention that the Satellite Guys will be at Dish Network's Team Summit, which begins on the 14th in Nashville, Tennessee. And keep tuned to Satellite Guys all that week because we'll be coming to you with all the news and... you know, new equipment and programming announcements and everything directly from the show floor. We're the only satellite site that's going to be there, so you don't want to miss it.
And we'll see you real soon.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.